Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras. Our carnival is the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. Well, it's request night again, and once again I must say how much I enjoy reading your letters and the nice things you say about the show. I particularly enjoyed a card from Mr. and Mrs. Rowe of Kenton, who addressed the note to Brian Ricks. Well, I hope that doesn't mean you think the show's a farce. Anyway, you asked for a record for their sister-in-law, or sister, for her golden wedding anniversary on June the 3rd. I'm sorry I couldn't get it in the last request night, as I didn't get the card until too late. But here's a song that was popular 50 years ago, with words that must have been very suitable then for young Miss Rowe getting married. What a Day, by Ted Weems and his orchestra. Wedding anniversary record, a bit late, but with every good wish, and may I say hearty congratulations to Mrs. Rowe's sister-in-law. What a Day, by Ted Weems and his orchestra. Now something a little more sorrowful from Mrs. M. Bailey of Abbey Road, St. John's Wood, who sent me her photograph and looks anything but sorrowful. Bing Crosby singing Here Lies Love, as he did in the 1932 film The Big Broadcast.
Night winds cold and melancholy, wail a blue finale for my tragedy. Life a miserere, meant for only me, while I linger weary neath a willow tree. Right here our romance was started, here again we parted when I set you free. All my thoughts are jumbled, everything is blurred. All the world has crumbled, shattered by a word. The end has come. My heart is numb. 'Twas like a bolt from the blue above. I can't believe it, but you're gone, darling, and here lies love. The sky's dark, and I hear a lark. He sounds as sad as a mournful dove. The dew appears like the tears of dawn, darling, for here lies love. All my dreams lost beyond recall, dreams of spring blasted in the fall. You gave lips, you gave arms, I gave all. I ought to cry, my eyes are dry. There's only one thing I'm conscious of. I only know that I can't go on. Darling, here lies love. The end has come, and my heart is numb. 'Twas like a bolt from the blue above. I can't believe it, but you're gone, darling, and here lies love. I only know that I can't go on, darling, for here lies love.
Bing Crosby, Here Lies Love, for Mrs. M. Bailey. There was some funny stuff coming in a minute.
Now, the hottest double film program ever. Mary Millington, the sexiest star of the screen in Queen of the Blues, combined with the film that brings you all the erotic pleasure of the Orient. Massage Girls of Bangkok, performed by girls trained only to please. Make a date now with Queen of the Blues and Massage Girls of Bangkok. Both Certificate X. Central Cinema, Piccadilly now. Feel the hint.
Come to Art Wallpapers, Art Wallpapers, with a sensation in home decoration.
It's on Art Wallpapers Summer Sale. Millen store clearance of Crown top quality vinyls, now only £1.99 a roll. Crown and Color Roll wallpapers, 99 pence a roll. With bargains like these and 140 branches to choose from, a visit to the Art Wallpapers sale just has to be on.
With a sensation in home decoration.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. I have a card here from Mr. Nigel Anderson of Kensington, who asks if I'll do a show on comedy records. I already have, not long ago too, but various other requests for what might be regarded as comedy records have come in, so I'll play a few and hope they'll cheer you up between them. Starting with Noel Coward's delightful send-up of the Latin American craze, Nina.
Rita Nina from Argentina knew all the answers, although her relatives and friends were perfect dancers. She swore she'd never dance a step until she died. She said, I've seen too many movies, and all they prove is too idiotic. They all insist that South America's exotic, whereas it couldn't be more boring if it tried. She added firmly that she hated the sound of soft guitars beside a still lagoon. She also positively stated that she could not abide a southern moon. She said, I hate to be pedantic, but it drives me nearly frantic when I see that unromantic, sycophantic lot of sluts forever wriggling their guts. It drives me absolutely nuts. She refused to begin the beginning when they requested it. And she made an embarrassing scene if anyone suggested it, for she detested it. So no one ever could be keener than little Nina on quite a number of very eligible men who did the rumba. When they proposed to her, she simply left them flat. She said that love should be impulsive, but not convulsive, and syncopation had a discouraging effect on procreation, and that she'd rather read a book, and that was that. She refused to begin the beginning when they besought her to, and in language profane and obscene, she cursed the man who taught her to. She cursed Cole Porter too. From this it's fairly clear that Nina, in her demeanor, was so offensive that when the hatred of her friends grew too intensive, she thought she'd better beat it while she had the chance. After some trial and tribulation, she reached the station and met a sailor who had acquired a wooden leg in Venezuela. And so she married him because he couldn't dance. There surely never could have been a more irritating girl than Nina. They never speak in Argentina of this degenerate bambina who had the luck to find romance, but resolutely wouldn't dance. She wouldn't dance. Oh, nah.
Marvelous. Sir Noel Coward, Nina, from his 1945 show, Sigh No More, for Mr. Nigel Anderson. The next is rather rough, even macabre bit of black humour for Mr. John Cox of Hanwell, who asks who the Blue Mountaineers playing You Rascal You were. Can it still be obtained, and will I play it? Answers in that order: Max Goldberg, trumpet; Joe Crossman, alto sax and vocal; Max Bacon, drums; probably other Ambrose men were there too. No, and yes. If you advertise for it, be prepared to give quite a heavy price for it. Here's why.
Into my home, you wouldn't leave my wife alone. I'll be glad when you did, you rascal, you. Thank you. somebody by. Ah, you dog, you dog, you rascal.
The Blue Mountaineers, You Rascal You, from Mr. John Cox. Some of Ambrose's 1932 band escaped from the Mayfair Hotel and HMV studios to record for Vocalion's broadcast label, and that's what happened. I have a long and interesting letter here from Mr. Edmund Pollinger of Earl's Court, who asked who the girl is who sings with Al Boley on Ray Noble's record of Happy and Contented. Answer, Eve Beck. You ask for any rare Fats Waller in his rhythm. Well, I had a bit of luck the other day and found this one. Boo Hoo, with no vocal, believe it or not, but some fine jazz by Fats and his guitarist, Albert Casey. And his rhythm, no vocal, rather rare, Boo Hoo from Mr. Edmund Pollinger. For more requests in a moment, my pleasure.
Lee Marvin is Wargrave, top American secret agent. Robert Shaw is Marenkov, head of the Russian secret police. Why are they on the run? Is this the most masterful double cross in history? Where are they headed? Will they be stopped? Express, Certificate A, from 20th Century Fox. Now showing all over London and still in the West End.
Bring up here, Kenneth!
Itty bitty sheepdog's undergoing some kind of trial. Plucky little fella is doing his best, but them woolies just refusing to play ball. Ain't getting no help from that old boy with the curly-headed stick, neither. Could be the captivating aroma from my Kentucky Fried Chicken. All them delicious herbs and spices, enough to turn any man's head. Goes down fine with some fries and a nice cool glass of...
Come here, Jip.
Yep, it must be the chicken he's after.
Tuck into Kentucky Fried Chicken wherever you find yourself this summer.
This is Capital Radio.
Again from Mardi Gras. Mr. Desmond Gispert of Paddington writes very appreciatively of that gloriously funny send-up by Tommy Dorsey of the Mickey Mouse Band that I played a few weeks ago, and says he thought he knew all the Dorsey records, but didn't know that one. Yes, I thought I did, too. Do you know this one? The same title as the one they made fun of, Am I Dreaming?, but sung exquisitely by Edith Wright and the Clambake Seven. I see the composer is Charles Dornberger, the man in charge of our signature tune, so as you leave the choice to me, let's play it. Dreaming by Edith Wright, with Tommy Dorsey's Clambake Seven, with fine tenor sax by Bud Freeman, for Mr. Desmond Gispert. Some more humour now, of a sort, for Mr. Pat Cook of Belgravia, who asked me to play again Clyde McCoy's famous record of Sugar Blues. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Clive McCoy, the man with the twisted trumpet, Sugar Blues, not to mention the Laurel Hardy theme tune, for Mr. Pat Cook. More requests for comedy will be granted in a moment. Isn't that nice?
Excuse me, I'm from a Midland bank, and I'm doing a commercial.
Bank. Great. Some folks get birds chasing him, he gets banks.
Well, thanks, we all want your business.
All right, what are you offering then?
Why, you, his agent.
He's an art student. He needs protecting from the art world of commerce.
Student, eh? Well, I'll tell you what we do for students.
What's that?
Well, when you open a current account with us, we give you a full £50 cheque card.
Without even knowing him?
You usually have to wait 6 months, don't you?
You do.
A bit risky, that. He might go mad with it. You know what artists are like.
If you're clever enough to get into college, surely we can trust you with a cheque card.
And there's no catch?
No, as long as you don't overdraw without asking us first.
Ah.
And while you're a student, you won't have to pay bank charges with a middle and current account.
Yeah, but...
So all your checks and statements are free.
I suppose our posh accents have given an impression of great will. But we are, in fact, poor students with only our grants to our names.
I think she's saying, what's in it for a bank?
The future, mate, when you're a successful graphic designer and your friend here is... Yeah, well, think about it.
Cheap.
You don't need much to have an account at the Midland. And together we'd make a great team.
Now two action-packed movies in one explosive program.
They're back in Sweeney 2. John Fall.
I've never seen so many dead people.
Dennis Waterman.
Nobody told me he was armed or dangerous.
Back in action on the big screen, Sweeney 2.
Looks like we've got us a convoy.
There's a convoy rolling down the highway, and they all want to stop it. But this convoy ain't going to stop for anyone.
Let them truckers roll, 10-4.
Sweeney 2, certificate AA and convoy certificate A. Now in the West End and at selected cinemas across London.
Here we are again on Mardi Gras. Still into comedy, I've been asked by Mr. A.J. Carrington of Greenford if I'll play a Sophie Tucker record, but he wasn't sure of the title, but from what he tells me, it must be I Ain't Taking Orders From No One. Sly nudge nudge wink wink humour from the one and only Yiddisha Mama.
With a big physique to stop flirting with me. I'm not to be had. I'm changing my fad. Tell that party with the curly hair who winked at me before that I just got rid of one and I don't want any more. I do what I like, whenever I like. I like what I love, and love when I like. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I don't have to sigh, don't have to cry, don't answer why, don't have to lie. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I test them, muss them and fuss them, just stepping round. Yes them, mess them, then I'll guess them. Oh, what a hound. I'm not gonna bark at nobody's track. There'll be no cold feet parked on this mama's back. But I'm not taking orders from no one. Whenever I choose, I go where I choose and take what I choose. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I've got no weeds in my patch, no eggs to hatch. My heart's unattached, my door is unlatched. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I book 'em, squeeze 'em and tease 'em. That's all I know. Meet 'em, greet 'em, fret 'em and cheat 'em. Then I let 'em go. I'm not gonna get into any new scrape. I'm not getting thin, but I'm keeping my shape. And I'll not take orders from no one.
I'll not take orders from no one. Sophie Tucker, with a nice piano spot in the middle by the composer Ted Shapiro, for Mr. A.J. Carrington. I've had another very interesting letter from Mr. Tom Sherrod of Potter's Bar, who was there when it was all happening in the 20s and who remembers it all so clearly and accurately. It'll be a pleasure, therefore, to play this 1921 record of Art Hickman's New York London 5 of When My Baby Smiles at Me. Tom Sherrod's request, When My Baby Smiles at Me, by Art Hickman's New York London 5 from the Italian Gardens Ballroom on top of the Criterion Restaurant in Piccadilly. Still more requests in just a moment.
Once in a generation comes a film that tells it as it really was. Eagle's Wing is such a film. The story of White Bull, a warrior as deadly as a rattlesnake. Of Pike, a white man who had to become a savage to survive. And of a white stallion, Eagle's Wing. One would kill for it, the other die to keep it. Eagle's Wing, Certificate A, now showing at the Prince Charles Cinema, Leicester Square. A story of the West, the way it really was before the myths were born.
The dinner party's over, and you're beginning to wish it had never begun. As you clear away the mess, you think you hear a jumbo jet landing in your living room, only to find it's the wife vacuuming peanuts off the carpet. Looking for sanctuary, you flee to the kitchen where the gurgling dishwasher is doing an excellent impersonation of a cement mixer. Those are the evenings when you've got a headache with upset stomach, and the only sound you really want to hear is that reassuring clink-clink fizz of Alka-Seltzer.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. I've had several very complimentary letters from my anonymous listener of Acton, but no requests until this last one, when he said he would like to hear Teddy Brown, 20 stone xylophone player, in Rio Rita with Percival Mackey's Dominion Theatre Orchestra. Easy.
kiss one day. Your lips will say, I love you, Señorita, Señorita, here is my
Rita by Teddy Brown, Xylophone Giant, with Percival Mackey's Dominion Theatre Orchestra for Mr. Listener of Acton. He's probably Nicky Horn or Tony Blackburn or Kenny Everett or somebody who doesn't like to say so. On September the 10th, 1978, nearly a year ago, Mr. A.J. Morland of Dunstable wrote asking me if I'd play a certain record for Mr. Richard Flecknell, also of this parish, namely the Chubb Steinberg Orchestra of Cincinnati, playing Mandy Make Up Your Mind. Well, it's taken me this long to find it, but I have, and here it is.
Thank you.
Mandy Make Up Your Mind by the Chubb Steinberg Orchestra of Cincinnati from Mr. Richard Flecknell. And I hope you'll agree it was worth waiting 10.5 months for. It's very rare, but there it is. Now another one for one of the girls who like the show, Mrs. Beryl Fox of Hounslow, who likes, amongst others, Artie Shaw. She asks if I'll play Carioca or one of the Gramercy Five records. But as I can't find a clean copy of Carioca, I hope this one by the Five will be okay. Cross your heart. Your Heart by Artie Shaw and his Gramercy Five for Mrs. Beryl Fox of Hounslow. Well, the time for two more requests, and I'll come up in just a minute.
Now, the hottest double film program ever. Mary Millington, the sexiest star of the screen in Queen of the Blues, combined with the film that brings you all the erotic pleasure of the Orient. Massage Girls of Bangkok, performed by girls trained only to please. Make a date now with Queen of the Blues and Massage Girls of Bangkok, both Certificate X. Central Cinema, Piccadilly now. Feel the heat.
Frederick Lawrence of Westbourne Grove have a very special announcement to make. This weekend will be your last chance to cash in on our record-breaking summer sale. To make room for new autumn lines, we're prepared to consider any reasonable offer on all items marked with clear-out labels. And what with prices already drastically reduced, you could make unbelievable savings. So come along and see for yourself. You'll love our huge range of furniture, furnishings, bedding, carpets and linen. This is your last chance. Frederick Lawrence of Westbourne Grove summer sale must end today. We're open 10 to 4:30.
Let's take a chance up here. No trip on a trading ship to Europe, night or day. If you're under 26, that's a little to pay.
Paris for under £24 return, Amsterdam and back for under £25. There's big reductions to over 500 holiday destinations. Call in now to Transalpino at 75 Buckingham Palace Road. Ring 01834-9656 or visit your nearest appointed travel agent.
Let's go Transalpino.
It's the best deal going.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Over to Eltham now, the other side of town, calling Mr. Alf Pritchard, who asks if I can play Fletcher Henderson's record of 31st Street Blues, and can I give the personnel? I can, and here it is. Fletcher Henderson, piano and arranger, directing Elmer Chambers, cornet, probably Teddy Nixon, trombone, Don Redman, clarinet and alto sax, Coleman Hawkins, clarinet and tenor sax, probably Billy Fowler, bass sax, Charlie Dixon, banjo, and Kaiser Marshall, drums. Recorded in New York on or about November the 26th, 1923. So now you know. And this is what it's like. First Street Blues, made in 1923 by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, and my pleasure to play it for Mr. Alf Pritchard. Well, time now for just one more, so let's make it one with a perfect closing title. That's a Plenty, by Lou Stone and his band, made in 1934, and requested by Mr. Bob Eaton of Putney. Thank you.
Lou Stone and his band, that's a plenty for Mr. Bob Eaton. And that's not really a plenty, for I'd like to go on playing your requests all night, believe me. But it's time for our late show, so don't go away. And be sure and listen next week, because I've just got another of those lovely boxes of goodies from America. And I thought we might just as well enjoy them together. Don't you think? Till then, this is Brian Rust, wishing you all good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.